Well, baseball's World Series is tied at 2 games apiece as the St. Louis Cardinals and Boston Red Sox get ready for Game 5 tonight in St. Louis. But can it get any weirder? On Saturday, umpires ruled a Cardinal who'd been tagged out at home safe because he'd been obstructed by the Sox third baseman. The ruling led to a 5-4 Cards victory. Then last night, a Cardinal runner positioned on first base to be a potential winning run for the Cards was picked off by Red Sox closer Koji Uehara, in effect keeping the Sox in the lead they won 4-2. Twitter is abuzz. TV audiences are reaching record highs, averaging nearly 13.5 million viewers through the first 3 games. Let's check in with Glenn Stout, editor of the Best American Sports Writing. Glenn, is this the weirdest World Series ever?
It's certainly trending that direction. After the last 2 games, I think just about anything is possible. You know, tonight the game could end on a triple play, maybe a steal at home, inside the park home run. You know, the list is going on, and they're starting to run out of strange things that could happen.
Which is making it more fun for people who are not regular baseball watchers.
Oh, it really is. And I think that the other thing that's happening is that it points out just how close this series is, that these strange plays end up being the plays that are determining the course of the game. It makes for great drama and a really entertaining World Series.
Well, let's revisit last night's ninth inning pickoff, which is more fun for Red Sox fans, admittedly, than Cardinal fans, although they had their fun on Saturday night. Again, you had Colton Wong on first base. You know, afterwards, his manager said, "We told him not to run." But apparently he edged too far off the base, and here's the Fox Channel call.
Check on the runner, they pick him off!
Oh,
this game is over! Uehara picks off Colton Wong, and the Red Sox win it 4-2.
No way can this happen.
Oh, but it did. They're referring to the Red Sox closer, Koji Uehara, who's been an astonishing closer, but then, boom, he turns around and picks off this runner. I felt a little bad for this Cards player, 23 years old. Apparently, he was crying.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Well, he had his moment though in the game before where he made that terrific play at second base, and he's a rookie, so it's understandable to a degree. And fortunately for him, I think he's got a long career ahead of him to make amends for this. And the way this World Series is going, maybe he'll do that tonight. It's hard to tell.
Right. And just briefly on Saturday night, very briefly, some are calling it the obstruction of justice call. This is also a first. Were a game ending on an obstruction error?
Yeah, certainly the first for a World Series. It's happened, I think, a handful of times in the history of baseball before. But it's just such an oddity. You know, if you're a Red Sox fan, though, you kind of have to look at it. The Red Sox shouldn't have even been in the position for that to take place. So after last night's game, I think they're going to sort of forget about the obstruction call.
Well, I wanted to ask you, running out of time, maybe when you come back, I heard there was another game in which somebody ran to first base with a monkey on their head. That would be the only thing to top this. Do some research on that, okay?
I will.
Glenn Stout, editor of the Best American Sports Writing, as the Sox and the Cardinals go into Game 5 tonight in St. Louis. By the way, you got to check out his book, too, Fenway 1912. Glenn, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.